From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of people marched in demonstrations across the U.S. to protest President Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of people have turned out in New York and cities around the country to press the Trump administration to quickly reunite migrant families separated at the border. In Washington, Elisa Barpal says she doubts the protests will have any effect on the administration, but they're important nonetheless.
Hoping that this will show that there are a lot of other people like me who don't like what's going on.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Susan Thornton, is leaving the State Department at the end of July amid ongoing and critical negotiations with North Korea and weeks after President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in Singapore. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is working on nominations to fill key leadership roles across the State Department. Ceasefire agreement signed by South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rival Riek Machar was violated just hours after it began, with both sides accusing the other of initiating attacks. Thousands have been killed since South Sudan's civil war began in 2013, less than 2 years after independence from Sudan. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani allowing national security forces to resume counterinsurgency, marking the end of an 18-day ceasefire with the Taliban. The government had unilaterally halted anti-Taliban operations beginning 2 days before the June 15th annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. This is VOA News. Mexican voters at the polls today choosing a new president as well as to fill a number of seats in the legislature. Polls have consistently shown the left-leaning Andrés Manuel López Obrador with a double-digit lead for president. Lizeth Marian Perez is an Obrador supporter.
He represents the people. You know, he's from the people. We don't see him like upper us, you know. He's with us, or we feel that he's with us.
Outgoing President Enrique Peña Nieto, first elected in 2012, has an historically low approval rating, slipping as low as 17% last year. His critics say he has done little to change corruption and violence in Mexico. Australia has introduced new laws to Parliament in a bid to become a world leader in fighting slavery. More than 3,000 Australian companies will be forced to report what they're doing to avoid slavery and their supply chains. Phil Mercer reports.
The government says the proposed laws are a milestone in Australia's fight against a heinous crime. It's estimated there are 4,000 people in slavery-like conditions in Australian farms, mines, building sites, brothels and homes. Many have been trafficked from Asia, particularly South Korea, Malaysia and Thailand. Victims of modern slavery can be bullied into prostitution through coercion or threats to family members back home, or forced to work for low wages on construction sites or in factories. Slavery can include also the theft of wages. Under the legislation, a modern slavery business engagement unit will be set up to monitor the new regulations. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Austria has taken over the rotating presidency of the European Union with a pledge to better secure the 28-nation bloc's external borders. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz said the six-month presidency is an honor for his country and also a great responsibility. EU Council President Donald Tusk also spoke.
I would like to warn all those who look for order and security in the public life not to do it at the cost of freedom.
Tusk also praised the Austrian motto for its presidency, a Europe that protects. Sebastian Kurz came to power last year as the head of a right-wing coalition government with a pledge to restrict migration to Austria. He supports setting up landing points for migrants outside the EU and strengthening the EU's border agency. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome. I'm Heather Maxwell from The Voice of America in Washington. Ah, the weekend has finally arrived. The perfect time to soak and bask in the sounds of pure Pan-African music. I've got a great playlist for you, new and old songs you're gonna love, plus a lot more. A few Nigerian World Cup fans from the D.C. area send positive vibes with their favorite songs. Kwame and I bring you a fun song of the week from Ghana. And from Yaoundé, Cameroon, Manuel Wanji brings you live sounds of the kalimba, performed by traditional musician Achu Frederic. And you get to meet Sona Jobate, the Gambia's premier artist and first female choirmaster. She was on tour in the U.S. earlier this month, and I caught up with her here in Washington. So sit back, peepas, relax. It's music time in Africa. We're starting off with a classic from the DRC by the great, late Papa Wemba. Everything you need to know about being the best sapeur is in this song. Sapeur stands for, in French, Society of Ambiance Makers and Elegant People.
Manango nandule wana mila mirapale master batindi kaye petita bendana uta azwa lupemba azwa kiboba bachache bamiyake bayama moto influence a coup d'ailleurs mbele na Naba plato nga ifurume moto ba mwela kaba mambila mbila wakafwa nandenga kolote mululu ngonda de pas kondinga le gentlemen petita lobinanga na ebi move mate Alleluia, El Dolce Vita, Irare Romano Mest, Likambo Bakoti Sakiye, Mpo Alandela, Nasi Mama Watro, Mwana Koutwebi Makie, Carte sur table, Ko négocier, Chobize Simba Monde, Vivra Vera. Moto aye bate, awele mpifu, se pona Ferrari, na caviar, contre signaki pona liwa. Mula kama, po bandi manga na bana Firenze, kozala toujours na top, ponan koma, likambweza la kinzoka pona miso ya betie. Mwana komora Likambweza la kinzo kapona tayo ya maroza Mere franchene Nandenge nango Wolwe bunga na kingo Mera bunga na pere Eko makibiso namboka nipone Ronta opambapa Yeko makipiso na mboka nazie Porsche Benzo Lambula Kinshasa bashege barome Nikili bazulu banyu jake Kao koko korobo Teki sapeli lita Les ondi font double mabe Kamozo na kingwe bende
right. Hello, music lovers. Happy weekend. You just heard the late Papa Wemba from his 1995 album, Pour les Positions. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's another throwback from the early 2000s, Kenya's Nyota Ndogo with Chereko, the title track of her first album.
Chereko, chereko, wali ya nini? Chereko, chereko, wali ya nini? Chereko, chereko, wali ya nini? Chereko, chereko, kitaka umesha kipata sasa tulia. Waliokupatia mashauri sasa wamesha kimbia. Sasa umebaki unala kufanya useme nini. Kawaida mtu wapanda chondicho avunacho. Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Chereko, 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 walia nini? Tabia uliokuwa nayo nadhani nilikukanya. Uliona kama mimi nakuonea uwivu. Hakuna siku ambayo ilipita bila kusema. Lakini ilikuwa kama napigi ya mbuzi kita. Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Kutembea barabarani usiku nilikukanya. Kutembea na marafiki wabaya nilikukatasa. Yaliyokufika hakuna ambaye anakujali. Ulichokipata mshukuru Mungu ndio dawa yake. Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Chereko, chereko, walia nini? Chereko, chereko, walia nini?
Yes, that was Chereko by Nyota Ndogo from Kenya. This is Dr. Max, and you're inside Music Time in Africa. One of today's feature interviews is with female kora player and griot from the Gambia, Sona Jobate. That interview comes near the end of the hour, but to whet your appetite for it, here's Sona's latest single, Gambia.
Be down. You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Yeah, hi, peepas. So, as you know, the World Cup is happening. One of our Music Time in Africa interns goes by the name Prince Nesta, and who happens to be in the studio here with me right now. Say hello, Nesta.
Hey there.
Hi. Well, Nesta spent some time earlier this week watching some of the matches in a local hangout here in D.C. with some fellow Africans during the Nigeria versus...
Iceland match. An incredible match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So Nesta asked some of the guys if they'd like to dedicate a song for the occasion. Here's one response.
My name is Uza Odonwodo. I come from Enugu, Nigeria. I like to listen to Flavor Ijele. It's a really good one. You know, it reminds me of Nigeria. I'd like to dedicate it to all Nigerians watching the World Cup.
From Nigeria with Ijele. That song comes from his 2017 album, Ijele the Traveler, dedicated by a certain Uzo Donwodo from Enugu, living in the Washington, D.C. area, to all Nigerians watching the World Cup. I'm Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked, lovies, because I've got so much more awesome music, exclusive interviews, and this.
And this is the song of the week.
All right, here joining me in the studio is Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, this is Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
How you doing, Kwame?
Doing great as usual.
Yeah. So this song of the week is Pepper Dem.
Yep. From my home country, Ghana, by Stoneboy Edem, and Amare, the new sensation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's check it out.
Put this one on a very, very low tempo, tempo, uh-huh. So make you hear, make you follow all the story, go, oh, oh. Bye-bye, hey. As you see me so, looking at me, I and you know, say, man, I'm burning fire, burning everywhere I go. Cannot retire, you see the talent that they carry over low.
You know, Stoneboy is a really good singer.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
listening to other songs too, and I'm like, this guy can sing.
He really can sing. He's very impressive. Very, very impressive.
My girl, yeah. And to the beat, I hate them every single day. I'm gonna pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them. I'm gonna pepper them, pepper them. Pepper them, pepper them, pepper them. I go de pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them. I go de pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them. In a million ways, I go matadik la tadik we. I will come, them know we gone far away. What that took me for me, Lee, the fire burn. Too smooth.
You know, I love Edem.
Of course, your guy Edem.
I love the way he sings, he raps in tree. It just sounds so good.
Get him up. That is Edem's favorite phrase. And
what is it?
Get him up. I don't know what it means because I don't speak Ewe, but... Oh,
something good.
Oh, yeah.
Head to the toy, be Tommy ill figure. Oh, am I? They kill them sugar. Go spread it down, get the liquor, you some king size cigar. Go the pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them. I go the pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them. I go the pepper them, pepper them. Pepper them, pepper them, pepper them. I go de pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them, pepper them.
Oh my God, I mean I really got the sauce. It be like say I get rush, but no, it's really just.
Okay, now I'm already. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I don't know how she does it. It's so simple, so light and airy, but just very appealing. You just
like,
have to stop and listen.
Amare, if you're listening to this, oh my God.
We love ya.
We love your voice. Let's take a moment for Amare.
All right, so that was Song of the Week, Pepper Dim by Stoneboy.
Yep.
Heather Maxwell.
This is Kwame Asante, and that was
Song of the Week.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Gonna meet his family.
How y'all doing? Are you enjoying the music? Well, let's slow things down now with Beautiful World. This is by Namibian singer Elemoto, who's making big impressions in the world music circuit. Back in 2013, he won the RFI France 24 Discovery Prize, which included a 30-concert tour in 24 African countries. And more recently, Elemoto won Best World Global Fusion Album at the One World Music Radio Awards in the UK. And two of his songs, Neo and La Vida, featured on the popular Netflix series Grace and Friends. Here's Beautiful World.
There is nothing more beautiful than good company. Nothing more beautiful than a true lover's kiss. There is nothing more beautiful than the laughter of a child. beautiful world. Beautiful world, yes, it's a beautiful world, yeah. Yes, it's a beautiful world. Oh, what a beautiful world.
That was Ele Moto from Namibia with Beautiful World, the title track to his most recent 2017 album. Okay, next up, three pieces of music that are very close to local traditions from three very different parts of Africa. The first of this trio is Mwen Gabi, a song by vocalist Zamari Barre from Réunion. Told in first person, it's a song of despair by a street woman named Gabi. Now, in case you're wondering, Réunion is an island and actually what they call a French department in the Indian Ocean, located about 100 miles east of Madagascar.
Moi, Gabi, moi, l'aîné dans la braise. Moi, c'est une femme sans robe cortèse. La partisane m'y venit l'obandaise. Donne pour boire, le vent y crèse. Gabi, l'y assis.
Eva!
Métalli à l'aise.
Qui Eva?
Qu'elle m'abrille manquer. L'y boisse au foot baise.
Gabi, l'y assis.
Eva!
Métalli à l'aise.
Qui m'en va le mon malheureux homme, mon lot béni de l'eau magique d'or. Quand ça m'en vit, t'es mon vie foutor, son manqué mi rêve, son manqué mi d'or. Ta mère canon mistagom, mon fils à bible, la fièvre, la mort, oui, ça pas la vie, t'es la vie, en tchor. N'en son même, il crève, n'en son même, il dort. Moi, mal, gassigna, malou, barèze. Moi, les palves, la pas malaise. N'a de vous, dit, t'a de mal, le zombie pèse. La prend mon joli tifresse.
Moi, ma gassigne à ma loupe en rêve. Moi, les frères, mais la pas malaise. N'a tout vite, t'as n'a le zombie pèse. La prend mon joli tifresse.
Gabili assis.
Eva.
Métalli à l'aise.
Puis Eva.
Que ma brille manque. Li bois au foot pèse.
Gabili assis.
Eva.
Métalli à l'aise.
Quitte-moi en val, mon malheureux sort, mon lot béni de l'eau magique d'or. Que ça m'envite et mon vie foutor, son manqué mi rêve, son manqué mi d'or. Ta mère canon mistagom, mon fils à bible, la fièvre, la mort, oui, ça pas la vie, t'es la vie, encho. Nous sommes même, il crève, nous sommes même, il dort. Somme, moi, Gabi, comme oui, wa, comme oui, wa. Somme, moi, Gabi, comme oui, wa, comme oui, wa. La prière en ballon en chapelet, pieds font de chagrin ou apprend faveur, le sico ou à lever, simplement mon genou à terre, comme il dit, sous manqué, bon Dieu, voilà, grimpe le clair, en poulie pour l'errer, en tout le temps m'a fait la prière, en ballon en chapelet. Moi, ils habitent, moi, dans le cœur, que mon dos les cassé. Simplement, mon genou à terre, comme ils disent, sont manqués. N'aïe, sommet pour appliquer clair, que ma pique m'a monté. En crise, moi, mal cadic à terre, en sirop, ça virait. Dans l'église, oui, moi, la pipère, diablotin pour oder. En confesse cause où ça mon père, vide mobile mon romé. Dans la messe comme aux enfants de cœur, oise de gris bon Dieu.
Seulement moi Gabi, comme oui wa, comme oui wa. Seulement moi Gabi, comme oui wa, comme oui wa.
Gabi by Jean-Marie Barré from his 2018 album Voom. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather. Now, we're gonna move to traditional Cameroon. My friend and wonderful musician in his own right, Manuel Wanji, presents.
Hi, this is Manuel Wanji in Yaoundé, Cameroon. Today, I want to invite you to listen to a very good player and singer of Kalimba. Hello, Eshu, Frederick. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Where do you come from?
I came from Northwest Cameroon, from Munchem Division, Room.
Yes, it's a very beautiful area.
Yes.
What is this instrument?
This instrument is where we are calling in our language that kobom.
It's kalimba or sanza.
Yes, sanza or ndingi.
Ah, okay.
Yes, this ndingi in English.
Did you make it by yourself?
Yes, I make it by myself.
Could you explain to us?
This is just
wood.
This is a tree that I cut it in a bush.
Yeah.
So I tear someone like the cover.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a cover that I fix the hole.
Ah, okay.
Yes, I put this hole, I find a wire.
Okay.
Wire to attach this small iron for umbrella.
The
thing
okay.
that they can make umbrella with.
So funny.
Yeah, so I find sounds. Any tree here have a song.
Okay.
You get a different kinds of song.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah, so all the song is not going the same. Anyone get what can do.
And what are you going to sing right now?
I want to sing on the Bible of this ndenge, how the ndenge is.
Okay.
So the title of this ndenge is How Going the World.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So much. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. This is Manuel Wangji with Eshu Frederick, reporting for Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America from Yaoundé. Now, back to you, Heather Maxwell.
All right. Thanks, Manuel. Now, for some more roots music from another island on opposite ends of the continent, from Réunion Island, that is, here's Cape Verde's hottest new singer of today's generation, Elida Almeida. Elida was born in 1993 in the town of Pedra Badejo, Santa Cruz, in Santiago. This is Dr. Maxwell, and that was Elida Almeida with Verso Doro. It comes off her 2017 EP, Junta Kinder.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Now it's time to meet Sona Jubate. You heard her most recent studio recording earlier in the show. Sona hails from the Gambia, and she's a trailblazer in modernizing the 700-year-old tradition of music making in West Africa known as Djeliya. She's also an accomplished composer. She sings and scores music soundtracks for award-winning films such as The Motherland and Mandela, The Long Walk to Freedom. Well, I got the chance to sit down with Sona where she talks about her U.S. tour and breaks down for us what is this griot tradition and how has she modernized it as a woman. Sona, what brings you to Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'm here for the inaugural Africa Day Symposium at the World Bank in Washington. So I'm here mainly to give a presentation on the work that I'm doing in the Gambia and also finishing it with a little performance with an acoustic version of my ensemble.
You're in the middle of a larger summer 2018 tour. How has that been going?
It's been going great. You know, it's been amazing to be exposed to new audiences, I would say, particularly obviously making a debut in the U.S., so that's been something that I've really enjoyed, and I think it's just the start of, hopefully the start of a new area in the world. But it's been great experiencing different audiences and different receptions from different sides of the world.
Let's get to the big wow factor for most people. You are the first female kora virtuoso to come out of West Africa to play professionally. Can you break that down for us just a little bit, starting with what is a griot for those who don't know?
Well, a griot is part of a very old tradition which dates back to the 13th century when the Mali Empire was at its strongest day. And since then, there has been the formalization of this tradition, which has then now become hereditary to be passed down within certain families. And the Djebate family is one of these griot families, which they have the exclusive right to play certain instruments that belong to the griot. And it's associated with the empire building. It's associated with a lot of the nationalism, which is why people have so much pride in the griot tradition still now, because it gives you those feelings of, you know, being part of something that has predated Gambia, Senegal, Guinea, and all these separate countries. It brings back the memories of when all of that was actually unified as part of this Mali Empire, and the traditions were shared. So it has a huge power, even though the Mali Empire and its influence, of course, has long gone. This tradition still carries the feeling and the sense of belonging and the sense of identity, which is so important to people of West Africa. So the Mandeng Empire is still very much, the music is very much an identifying factor of this tradition. So it's a hereditary tradition. Your band? We have an interesting group, and it's partly what I was working towards so hard was I did not want, what people would expect. I wanted to create an ensemble who could bring another sense of musicality to the group. So we have two of the musicians are from Jamaica, in Jamaican origins, one from Senegal, and one from St. Lucia. So we have like an interesting natural expression that goes on in the group, but it's taken a lot of time also for those who are not rooted in this tradition to make those connections and to be able to express freely within a tradition which is quite specific. So that has taken a lot of time and development.
So how is it that you got interested in playing the kora specifically, since that was probably more of a challenge than it would have been, say, to just sing or do another instrument that women traditionally do?
Yeah, well, again, it was my fortune to have the kora in my hands from such a young age, because my brother was studying with my father when he was young. And there's a big age gap between us, so he started to teach me when I was like around 4 years old.
Your brother.
My brother, right. And I had shown like interest, just like my son, shown a lot of interest in music from when I was very young. So by the time I got to when I start to understand what is it that I want to do musically with my career, I had so much foundation in the kora, and going through so many different other traditions, other instruments, and other modes of expression, it was the only one that still had this purity with me that I could connect with and that I felt I was free in. I didn't have to try to be something. It was the only thing I could just be me, and it was what it was. So when I was 17, I decided I want to go and study with my father. I want to learn the older repertoire. I want to know some more of the repertoire from my grandfather's generation. So I took the time out to go and study with him, and that's really where the turning point was in terms of this is now what I have to continue with.
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and that was Sona Djebate speaking to me from the World Bank in Washington, D.C., where she gave a spectacular performance on June 5th. Well, we've got time for just one more tune before signing out. And back to that local joint here in D.C. that was showing the World Cup between Nigeria and Iceland. Let me play one more request by another fan.
My name is Larry. Well, I live in Philadelphia, and my brother lives in D.C., but we're both Nigerian. We're from Ikeja. And JJ by Fouls. I don't know, it just reminds me of home. We can dance to it here, and it lets me know that I'm Nigerian, you know?
All the clutch you dey wear, you be chassis. This your car talk, be like you dey practice. You be too sad, you be ruthless. I dey triple, nah, you be too fresh. All the moves you dey bust, na chana. Now wahala you dey cause, na yawa. Disgusting, you be stinking. You got a bad guy singing. Baby, do me je, 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 Leo. I beg you, do me je, 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 Leo. Baby, do me je, 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 Leo. I beg you, do me je, 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 Leo.
customers. Give me everything plus data. Say she want to kiss me gradually. She should give me all I could buy. Do me jelly. I beg you do me jelly. Yeah, come baby, take it easy on the bad guy. Put it down like you're looking for the last prize. Back it up, then put it on me. Make I play guitar while you singing on key. She said she want to serve it on a good plate. I then sprinkle salt and hot spice. But what thing I they do where I know wait. You the kind of babe where I got swipe. All the clubs you they wear, it be chassis. This your car talk, be like you the practice. You be too set, you be ruthless. I the triple, nana you be too fresh. All the moves you the boss, na chana. Now wahala you the cuss, na yawa. Disgusting, you be stinking. Got a bad guy singing. Baby do me jelly. I beg you do me jelly. Baby do me jelly. I beg you do me jelly. Baby let me be your customer. Give me everything plus jara. Say she want to kiss me gradually. You should give me all I could buy. Baby do me jelly. I beg you do me jelly. All the talk you they talk make I lose guard though completely. Mommy, you be too bad though. I been know they see when I they look hard though. Then you crept up on me, you came through back oh. I say sharp guy, me I no slack oh. Your face fine, and your body too tapo. Give it to me, I need to own that oh. Make I spend on you one or two card oh. Cause all the clothes you they wear, it be chassis. This your car talk, be like.
All right, it is time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for joining me this weekend. Special thanks to Manuel Wanji and Achu Frederic from Cameroon, to Sona Jobate from the Gambia, and also to Kwame Ofori and Prince Nesta from right here inside the VOA studios in Washington, D.C.
Bye, guys.
He's been with me the whole time.
Thanks, Ada, for hosting me.
You're welcome. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC, and we're also on shortwave radio on Friday at 09:05 and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, peeps. Stay blessed.